வணக்கம். யூ லிஸ்னிங் டு ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ. திஸ் இஸ் த தமிழ் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் ஸ்போக்கன் தமிழ் ப்ரோக்ராம். வி ஆர் சீயிங் வேர்ப்ஸ். வி பீன் சீயிங் வேர்ப்ஸ் ஃபார் த லாஸ்ட் ஃபோர் வீக்ஸ். வி ஆர் டேக்கிங் ஃபோர் வேர்ப்ஸ் அ வீக் அண்ட் வி ஆர் சீயிங் தேம் ஹவ் தே கான்ஜுகேட் இன் சிம்பிள் டென்ஸ் அண்ட் ப்ரோக்ரெசிவ் டென்ஸ். Now, as we progress, as we proceed, I want to take this time to remind you of certain basic rules that a Tamil simple tense sentence follows. I have shared this information before, but I would like to do that again. I would like to share this information again. Tamil sentences finish with the verb. The end of the sentence is the verb. Now, to say I do or I cook every day, I walk every day. Now, the I, the subject pronoun, comes in the beginning. You start the sentence with the subject pronoun, and each subject pronoun has a subject termination, and this subject termination is the sound that will be at the very end of the sentence. So, for example, the subject pronoun na, which is I, will always have this subject termination en, a sound. So na, sentences that start with na will always end with a. And there is a subject termination for the subject pronoun ni, and for he and she. Each subject pronoun has its own subject termination. Now, in the first few lessons since we started the program, we saw how to do the hacking method, to hack into Tamil by using the verb pannu and its variations, pannu, panna, panni, pannittu, all of that. Now we are trying to not take the help of pannu. We are not trying to hack, we are trying to speak like, use Tamil verbs, you know, like a normal Tamil person would do. But these days even Tamil people tend to use English verbs, mostly in cities, tier one cities like Coimbatore or Chennai. People also in the media, in ads and all of that, people tend to use English verbs and nouns in a Tamil sentence. So the last 4 weeks we are trying to not use English verbs, trying not to use the hacking method. We are trying to use Tamil verbs. And we saw 4 verbs a week. So we have seen about 12 verbs so far. You can check the last four programs, 4 recordings, and you can learn up to 12 verbs in Tamil and how they conjugate. Today we are going to see 4 verbs, and those 4 verbs are ride or drive, riding a scooter or driving a car. We also have build, building a house, and we have hang. We hang our clothes, we hang a picture on the wall. And the last verb we are going to see is lock. We lock the house, lock the gate. So these are the 4 verbs we are going to see. The first one is ride or drive. Second is build. The third is hang, and the fourth is lock. So let's see how to say how this verb works, how this verb conjugates. So the first verb is ride. Ride is oat. O, there's a long O sound. Oat. T. O-T-T-U is oat. Don't make, the O cannot become short. The O is long. Because if you shorten the O, it becomes oat, which means stick. Now, you can apply the rules that you will learn in this lesson. For stick also, it will be the same. So, oat means drive, ride. It's an imperative. You can tell people to drive. Oat. Drive slow. Meduva oat. Drive very fast. Meduva vegama oat. Drive patiently. Purumeya oat. So, now, let's see how it happens in present tense. His son is driving taxis. His son is driving taxis. His son is driving taxi. To say this sentence in Tamil, we have to say his son. His son is avaroda son. Avaroda magan. Magan is son. Avaroda son, many people say son in Tamil sentence. Avaroda son. Avaroda is his. Oda is the possessive sound that we use. Avaroda son. Avaroda magan. Or we can also say avaroda payan. Payan is boy. But people use it in speech. The boy goes, his boy. Payan. Avaroda payan, taxi. ஓட்டு ரா அவரோட பையன் டாக்ஸி ஓட்டுறான் ரா அந்த ஆர் டெல்ஸ் யூ தட் இட் இஸ் ப்ரெசன்ட் டென்ஸ் அண்ட் த ஆ வில் கோ ஃபார் த சப்ஜெக்ட் ப்ரோனவுன் ஹீ அவரோட மகன் டாக்ஸி ஓட்டுறான் திஸ் இஸ் ஃபெமிலியர் ஹீ இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் த பொலைட் ஹீ த ரெஸ்பெக்ட்ஃபுல் ஹீ இட் வில் பி அவரோட மகன் டாக்ஸி ஓட்டு ரார் ரார் ஏஏஆர் ஸோ ஆர் இஸ் ஃபார் த ப்ரெசன்ட் டென்ஸ் அண்ட் த ஏஏஆர் இஸ் த சப்ஜெக்ட் டெர்மினேஷன் ஃபார் ஹீ ரெஸ்பெக்ட்ஃபுல் அவரோட மகன் டாக்ஸி ஓட்டுறார் நவ் டு சே திஸ் இன் பாஸ்ட் வுட் பி ஐ ரோட் ஐ ட்ரோவ் Na ootu na n. Always n is for past tense. If you had listened to the past four lessons, you would know that most group one verbs, ootu, pannu, thallu, maattu, pootu, kattu, all the verbs that we are going to see today are group one verbs. We have seen some group two verbs in the past. But today we are seeing all group 1 verbs. And all group 1 verbs, most of the verbs end with a U sound. Oat, U, pan, U. So all these U guys take the N past tense marker. Oat, na, I drove. Oat, na, he drove, avan, oat, na. She drove, ava, oat, na. They drove. Avanga ootu naanga. So, N is always there. Naanga. Naanga. Ootu naanga. Ootu naal. Ootu naar. Ootu naan. Ootu neen. Ootu na. Ootu na is for you. You drove. So, past tense is N and the subject termination is what comes along with the subject pronoun. So, I drove a bus yesterday. Neethu oru bus ஓட்டுனே The future would be I will ride நா ஓட்டுவேன் B is future for group 1 verbs all group 1 verbs V The sound V is the future tense. Au tu vin. So that is the first verb we saw today. We've seen the first one. We'll see the second one. Second one is kattu. Kattu is build. Build. Now, kattu is also tie. To tie a rope. To tie a bundle of sticks together. That is also kattu. And kattu is also build. So you're actually, by learning this one sound and its variants, you're learning two verbs today. So one verb extra. Kattu is build. Let's see the examples. Kattu, build a house. Veedu kattu. Veedu is house. Veedu kattu. Build beautifully. Alaga kattu. Adverb. Alaga kattu. Alagu is beauty. Alaga is beautifully. Alaga kattu. If it's tying a rope, you can say tight, tight. Make it tight. Taita kattu. Taita kattu. It's okay to use, today, these words like tight and many other words are used in Tamil. Beautiful kattu. They also say beautiful kattu. Beautiful irukku. It's beautiful. So, taita kattu. Veedu kattu, periya veedu kattu, build a big house, all of that. Now how to say that in, put that in tense. I am building a house. I am building a house. Now oru veedu katturen. Now oru veedu katturen. Now oru veedu katturen. I built a house. I built a house, past tense. Now oru veedu kattunen. Now, oru veedu kattu nae. I will build a house. Now, oru veedu kattu vae. Vae. Now, oru veedu kattu vae. So, how do you say, I am right now building a house? Progressive would be, now veedu kattittu irukken. Now, veedu kattittu irukken. I was building. Now, veedu kattittu irundhen. I was building. I will be building. Kattittu irupen. Kattittu irupen. The auxiliary which comes in progressive tense is the verb iru. I-R-U, iru. That belongs to group 2 of Tamil verbs. So, it conjugates that way. Irukkaren or irukken. People say irukken, but it is actually irukkaren. People say irukken. Irundhen for past tense and iruppen for future tense, because for group 2 verbs, the P is the future. P, the sound P, per, is the future tense. Now, the next verb that we will see is maattu. Maattu is to hang. Maattu is to hang something on the wall. In the picture, sevuthula maattu. Sevuru is wall. Hang this picture on the wall. In the picture, in the padatha, padam is picture. In the padatha, sevuthula maattu. Hang this picture on the wall. Hang the bag on the wall, on the hook. On the hook la paya maattu. Kokki is hook, kokki. Kokki la paya maattu. So maattu ren is I'm hanging. Maattu nen is I hung. Maattu ven is I will hang. Maattittu irukken is I am hanging. Maattittu irundhen is I was hanging. Maattittu irupen is I will be hanging. Please ensure that you go through the pronouns and the subject termination. Subject pronouns and subject termination are very essential to construct these sentences. So you need to know the subject pronoun and you need to know the subject terminations. If you to get a sheet of the subject pronouns and subject terminations, write to LinguaExpress2020@gmail.com, and I will email you a copy of the sheet that you will need to construct sentences, because you will have the subject pronoun and you will have the subject termination. In between comes everything, because you're using the verb in English and you're using the hack auxiliary panne in one of its forms. Pannare, pannare, pannine, pannuve, so on and so forth. So we have seen three verbs. The last verb for the day is lock. Lock. Lock is poot. It's both a noun and a verb, just like lock. Poot. Lock the house. Veeta poot. Lock the door. Door a poot. Kadava poot. Kadavu is door. Kadavu is door. So present tense is pootaran, pootaran, I'm locking. Pootanan, I locked. Pootuvan, future tense, I will lock. Progressive is pootittu irukken, I am locking currently. I was locking, pootittu irundhen, and pootittu irupen for future. So it's the same pattern that you're hearing over and over. If you go back and note down all the verbs so far that we've discussed and say them over, you will see the pattern. You will see the sound is similar. The sounds are similar. So once you get a hang of how they sound, you can build confidence and you can speak fluently. You can speak as your thought flows, because the construction is very simple and there are very few components to control. I hope the lesson was useful and interesting. Thanks for your time and see you in the next lesson. Thank you.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.